Butler and Lee and all of them there.
Yep.
So for Alex, for him, I think December 30th was his last start. What's the mindset, you think, for him 6 weeks between starts, or the fact that he played the last game sort of help him?
I think it does, yes. I think the last two times he's been in the net, he played well for us. And we're giving him an opportunity to play tonight.
How much of this, all the three changes that you made, is just to kind of change things up because of the slide?
I think that's a factor in it. Brian Lee is healthy, and he played well for us before he got hurt. And Bobby Butler, again, you know, we haven't scored a lot of goals in the last three or four games, and he gives that us, you know, potentially he gives us that ability, and those are a lot of the factors that go into them.
Well, with everything going on tonight, 1,000th game, Fisher return, all that, is it more about managing the emotions for this team or just channeling them?
I think it's for us, it's more just not being distracted by it all and making sure that we come here tonight and be focused on a work ethic-based game and not strictly a skill game, or with the distraction of the 1,000th game and all of that stuff, just put that aside and focus on just coming here and working hard.
Anything else for Coach? Can you talk a little bit about Nashville and why they've been so successful? And obviously, Rene's great. They've got two stud defensemen that they're right near the top of the league.
Well, Pekarinen has played real good. He's an outstanding goalie. Suter and Weber, as you mentioned, are, you know, Norris Trophy capable players. They play 30 minutes a night, and they've really matured into really good young players. I think Martin Erat is an exceptional player for him as well. He's a little, doesn't get an awful lot of credit, but it seems that every line that he plays on seems to be the best line in their team over time. Fisher's given them depth. Leguan's a solid player, and they're a team that is work ethic based, and they work real hard. So if you don't match that work ethic, they're going to give you a hard time.
Is it more difficult with a team that doesn't have a quote unquote top line as far as trying to defend a club like that that has maybe two or three that can score?
Well, I consider whatever line Martin Erat's on the top line in the league, because he plays real good. But every team gives you elements that you need to defend, and we have a whole lot of respect for what Nashville can do with who's ever on Erat's line, so we want to make sure we're paying attention to that.
Why do you think Erat maybe doesn't get that credit that you think he deserves? Like, because he plays in Nashville, or maybe his game's a little bit quiet?
Well, that's up to you guys, not me. I know that we give him lots of attention, and we always have, no matter if I was in Detroit or here. He's always been a focus of, I think, if you look at ask the coaching staffs around the league, they think he's a good player.
Not really, no. It's another game day, but usually don't have to answer this many questions or in front of this many cameras after morning skate. But it's fun, it's special, and I'm excited about it.
It looks like the Fisher may overshadow you a bit.
It's pretty cool that you know, he's able to be here. Suited up a lot of games with them, and, you know, for him to be back here and for his own personal self, I think a special night for him as well. Spent a lot of time here and meant a lot to this community.
When we go back and you were sitting over there, we would ask you incessantly about being dealt and we're near the trade deadline. Did you ever think you would get to 1,000 games here in Ottawa?
It wasn't like that was, you know, if it happened, you know, that's what I was going to miss out on. There were certainly times throughout my career where I thought that was a real possibility.
Chris, given the state that the team is in right now with the losing streak, is it going to be pretty easy to focus in on the task at hand once the puck gets dropped tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this morning it's another game day, and you know, tonight we'll be no different. Like you said, once you're into the game, you know, it's all business and try and get back to the winning ways.
What has to be done here tonight to get back to those winning ways? What's the number one thing?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we've talked about in the last couple of days is just keeping it simple. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're trying to make a difference and be a spark for the team, you try and do too much, make fancy plays that are, you know, going to be, you know, empty net goals or sure things, where we really have to just get back to, you know, shooting the puck, driving the net, jump on rebounds, you know, simple hockey like that, moving the puck up quick, not trying to be the difference every time you make a play. That's when mistakes happen and we get in trouble.
Thousand game clubs and what it means to have somebody do it all with the same franchise.
Well, it's pretty neat. We've obviously been together for a long time, and to do that with one organization is pretty special. And you know, I think we've both grown attached to the team, to the city, to the community as well. So it's great to see him get to this point as well. And you know, he's going to be well deserving all the celebration that's going to come tonight and on Saturday.
Speaking of guys that are attached to the community, Mike makes his return. Hey, what kind of reception do you think he deserves back here in his first game back?
Well, he's going to get a great reception, I believe, for everything he did for the team. You know, he's a guy that always played hard, always played his best in the playoffs, and a guy that really made sure everybody around him felt good, and that included, you know, everybody in the community as well.
There's lots of distractions around this game, whether it's Phillips or Fisher. How important is it for you guys to break out of the 7-game slide?
Well, it's important just to play the right way. You know, the win's going to come if we do that, and you know, obviously we have a lot of reasons to come out with a win. We want to break our losing streak. We want to win for Chris, and you know, I just look for us to come out tonight and just put our working boots on, working hat, and then just give it all for 60 minutes.
What's your plan for Fisher tonight?
My plan?
What's your plan for him?
I'm going to try to hit him as much as I can. I might fall down a few times doing it, but you know, it's another game. I mean, I saw him a bit yesterday, and it's great to see him again. He looks healthy, and you know, I'm happy for him. He's doing well with his with Nashville, and they're doing good as a team. So he's, you know, he's having fun, and you know, but we miss him here.
It was tough to see. Obviously, I don't think he expected it was coming, but I think with Carey being from Nashville and living there, it was an easy transition for him. And I think, you know, for them to do that, trade him to Nashville, I think it was pretty classy.
He's up there with Alfie and maybe Wade as the most popular senators ever. Why do you think that is?
Oh, he's one of those guys that does everything he can for the community. He's always doing extra. He's, like I said, you know, if there's a kid that's not feeling well, he's at his house knocking on the door to say hi to him. And, you know, that's kind of the way of the person Mike Fisher is. And I think, you know, for me, seeing it time in and time out, always doing that kind of stuff. And like I said, you know, I look up to a guy like that, and he's an easy guy to follow, that's for sure.
Have you had a chance to talk to him and maybe sort of gauge his emotions going into this game?
I think it'll be emotional for him. I think he'll get a nice warm reception from the fans. I think it just says the type of person he is. And I think, obviously, it'll be a little nerve-wracking for him coming back, but he's been back here before, just not to play. So I think coming into the building and getting his first game under the belt will be a tough one.
Chris Phillips to play his 1,000th game and do it all with the same.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. It's something that I think a lot of guys aspire to have, and to play 1,000 games shows longevity and success he's had in his career. You know, as a teammate, it's a proud moment to see a guy play that many games with the same club.
Where are you guys at right now in terms of just mentally wanting to turn the page, obviously, from what's been a tough 2-week stretch?
Yeah, it's been a bad stretch for us. So I think, you know, we have to really just focus on the start of the game tonight and make that our focus and build off of that. And I think that, you know, we have to leave what's in the past and try to look forward. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but it's what we need to do right now. So and we're still in a decent spot, and we just have to compete and win some hockey games.
Go back.
Like playing against Mike Fisher tonight on ice for his first time back in Ottawa.
I think it'll be more of a distraction for him than it is for us. I think, you know, I'm sure he's happy to be back, but for us, it's we're just more worried about playing against Nashville. And, you know, it always means a little more to the player coming back, I think, than the team playing against the guy.
So how do you think it'll be to your advantage?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just. I don't think it'll affect the game too much. I think, you know, he'll probably be a little bit nervous and excited to be back, but I don't think it gives us any advantage.
So that when he was dealt, I think it sent a shockwave through this team. Did it really signify the beginning of the whole rebuild, if you will?
Sure, you know, a change in the dressing room and a change in you know, what direction we were going as a club, and we brought in some good young players because of it. And it's always tough to see, you know, teammates leave, but, you know, it's been a move that's helped our club out by, you know, injecting some youth and giving some guys like Smitty and Condra and these guys a chance to play in the roles that maybe they wouldn't be able to play in if Fish and Kells and those guys were still here.
Was it a shock, though, originally? You guys heard of it?
Yes and no. I think we were playing so bad we knew changes were coming. We just didn't know who, so I wouldn't say it was a complete shock, but I don't think it was anything. At the time, I don't think we knew it was going to happen as quickly as it happened, but we expect to change because of how bad we were doing.
What are you expecting out of the overall emotion from tonight's game with Phillips' 1,000th game and Fisher's return?
Yeah, we're excited about Philly's 1,000th game, and that's our focus as a group.
Yeah, and looking forward to it. It's nice. I mean, I almost played the whole game last year, so it's kind of nice to get right back in there and haven't had that opportunity too much this year, so I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, I think it's December 30th was your last start. Just from a mental standpoint, how tough is it to go 6-7 weeks without starting a game? I know you've come in a couple times already.
Yeah, I mean, it can be tough, but, you know, I've had experience with that over my career, and it's something to sort of learn how to handle, and a lot of it goes to your work habits and practice, and staying upbeat and positive and trying to contribute in other ways. And like I said, I'm looking forward, obviously, to get back in the net, and it should be a lot of fun.
Alex, did Tuesday's appearance sort of help getting the start here tonight, getting back in there and at least getting a feel for what it's like in a game?
Well, it's definitely going to, yeah, like I said, I mean, it's going to help me probably feel more comfortable that much quicker. And anytime you get to play sort of consecutive games, it obviously feels a lot better and you feel good. And I felt pretty good. I didn't have a lot of work last game, but I felt pretty sharp, and I just want to keep that going forward.
What do you know about Nashville?
It's a fun city.
We know that.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're a good team. They got great goaltending. They play well. They have great defense, and there's some guys who can definitely put the puck in the net. And you know, it should be a good test for us. I think it's be good for us. I think there's obviously a couple, I guess, extra elements to tonight's game with obviously Philly's 1,000th and then Mike Fisher returning. So I think that maybe just what we need to sort of kickstart things and get us back on the right track.